BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Chapter 6 Overview. Apostle Paul addresses two more problems in the Corinthian congregation in Chapter 6. First, lawsuits amongst others in the congregation, and second, employing a prostitute. The points are rather straightforward, yet some good truths are also revealed within. First, if there is a dispute between two believers, they should settle it among themselves, verses 1 through 8. The Corinthian believers were going to court amongst each other. If the brothers and sisters cannot settle their differences on a one-to-one basis, another member of the congregation should intervene. Paul said it is very important to settle disagreements between brothers and sisters in the Lord. The same is true between husband and wife and between parents and children. Jesus also taught peace and love to the disciples, who often argued about who was the greatest. Mark chapter 9 verses 33 through 37. Secondly, I am the temple of God and my wife is the temple of God. Therefore, I should honor God with my body sexually, verses 12 through 20. Sex is God's great gift to a married man and a married woman. When one man and a woman lie together, no matter the circumstances, they become one flesh, verse 16b. One flesh means one in body and mind and soul. The union is sacred, designed by God. Genesis chapter 2 verse 24, Matthew 19:5, and Mark 10 verses 6 through 9. God designed through sex is for the married and united couple never to be united with another, neither in body, mind, nor heart. The couple is to continually engage in building each other up in the sacred union blessed by the Holy Spirit. Looking at marriage statistics, couples I know in my own life, I know this is truly great and yet it takes effort, a determined will, and passion. Because of the blessing of marriage and the sexual union, Paul emphasized, quote, flee from sexual immorality, verse 18. Self-control is a gift of the Holy Spirit we can choose to exercise. 1 Corinthians 7:5 and Galatians 5:23 and 2 Peter 1:6. All Christians have been given the gift to stay true to their spouse, whether married, engaged, or still waiting for the Lord's to introduce them to the one whom He will unite them. Therefore, God has given us the ability to control our bodies, including keeping the marriage bed only with the one God unites us to. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.